It's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. In the last blog, I shared why hope is not a strategy when it comes to life or death situations in intensive care. You can check out the last blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to talk about the cold, harsh truth about intensive care that families in ICU need to know. So in today's blog, I really want to give a word of warning to families in intensive care. Your and other families' biggest challenge is simply that you don't know what you don't know when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. It's a bit like stepping into the matrix. What you see is actually not what you get. There is a different world behind the curtains on the other side, and you will need the key to unlock the matrix. It's the elusive obvious. I know that may be disappointing for some of you, however, glorifying intensive care or the doctors and nurses that are going to work in there is not going to help you to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence. The only way you can actually take control is facing reality as it is and then deal with it. Thankfully, there are ways of dealing with reality. Reality in intensive care can be quite daunting, especially if you watched some crappy and unrealistic TV shows and soap operas like ER or any other unrealistic TV shows that are out there about hospitals, ICU or ER. Forget about it. The day-to-day reality in intensive care is nothing like it. You have to learn new things fast when you have a loved one in intensive care. You will also need to withhold your judgment, and you will need to be on high alert until the picture becomes clear for you and until you can make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence. Here at IntensiveCareHotline.com, we're here to help you with making sense in this difficult and heartbreaking situation, where you feel like people have pulled out the rug from underneath you. Most of all, we're here to help you to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence. So why do I say that there is a cold, harsh truth about intensive care that families in ICU need to know about? Well, I'm glad you've asked. After having worked in intensive care for 20 years in three different countries, where I also worked as a nurse unit manager for over 5 years, I have seen enough to lift the curtains for you and take you behind the scenes in intensive care. Without you understanding what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care, it's very difficult to make sense out of what you've been told by intensive care teams. Everything that's being communicated to you and your family when you have a loved one in intensive care needs to be seen in light of what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care. This is particularly important if your loved one is in one of the following situations in intensive care, where your loved one is either very unstable and in a very critical condition, or your loved one may be in a life-threatening situation, or your loved one is not waking up after an induced coma, or your loved one is in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, including long-term ventilation, or your loved one may be having a severe or traumatic head and brain injury, or your loved one may be threatened with an NFR, not for resuscitation, or DNR, do not resuscitate order. or your loved one may be in a situation where the intensive care team suggests that a withdrawal of treatment or a limitation of treatment might be, quote unquote, in the best interest for your critically ill loved one. Or loved one may in fact be approaching the end of life in intensive care. Nevertheless, those situations that I just mentioned are the most challenging situations in intensive care, period. Your loved one's life is on the line, quite frankly. Those situations are also the situations where the stakes are incredibly high for intensive care teams. Why are the stakes so high for intensive care teams, you may ask? They are high because of the implications that those situations have for intensive care units. Well, you may want to know, what are those implications? The implications are issues such as costs of those situations that I mentioned before for intensive care units. Implications are also issues such as profit margins of those situations for intensive care units. Other implications of those issues are bed management in intensive care. For example, are those situations leading to bed blocks and take up a bed in ICU for longer than is convenient for the ICU and the hospital? Other implications of those issues are staffing issues. For example, is there enough skilled staff to look after critically ill patients? And I'm referring here mainly to ICU doctors and ICU nurses. The reality is that most ICUs are chronically short-staffed. Other implications of those issues are staffing skill mix. For example, junior staff versus senior staff. Again, most intensive care units are chronically short-staffed and report a lack of senior staff specifically. Why? Because ICU is fast-paced and quite frankly, a lot of senior staff are sick of the politics, the hierarchy, the game playing and so forth in ICU. And they leave the environment because of that. This impacts hugely on ICUs, especially on the morale of staff. And of course, it impacts on the ability to provide expert and specialist care if intensive care units have mainly junior staff on the floor. Other implications of the issues that I mentioned is medical research interests. For example, patients that can be enrolled in medical research studies versus patients that can't be enrolled into medical research studies. So am I suggesting that intensive care units don't care at all? It's not what I'm suggesting at all. There are a lot of caring doctors and nurses working in intensive care, period. I have worked with many of them. However, there are also medical nursing and hospital administrators counting the beans, so to speak. And therefore, a lot of what is being communicated to you and your family is simply a result of what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care. It's a result of financial and resource management and not necessarily a result of the clinical realities, or it's not necessarily a result of that people don't care. The communication is simply a result of counting the beans, so to speak. Therefore, you have to always read between the lines, period. Failure to read between the lines will get you into all sorts of trouble and could quite frankly cost the life of your loved one. If you don't understand what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care, you can't interpret information correctly and you're probably caught in the intensive care team's negativity and the doom and gloom without you being able to make sense of it and interpret information for you and your family correctly. You need to be able to read between the lines at all times in order to negotiate best care and treatment for your critically ill loved one when they are at the brink of dying in intensive care. There is also an elephant in the room. So, what is the elephant in the room in intensive care? Well, I'm so glad you asked. The elephant in the room, as well as what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care, is all dominating when it comes to how and when information is being delivered to you. Let's look at this closer. The best case scenario for intensive care units is a high turnover of patients and reasonably short stays, whilst having more than 80 to 90% of beds filled. Why? Because that maximizes revenue and it still leaves room for emergency admissions and other unplanned admissions, such as patients with unplanned complications after surgery needing intensive care. Worst case scenario for intensive care units is the following situation. Very sick and unstable long-term patients with uncertain outcomes. Those patients often require multiple forms of life support, such as mechanical ventilation, breathing tubes, endotracheal tubes, tracheostomies, ECMO, VATS, inotropes, vasopressors, dialysis for kidney failure, prolonged induced coma, head and brain injuries, and the list goes on. Those patients, therefore, require plenty of resources, i.e. beds, equipment, and staff with specialist skills such as ICU doctors, ICU nurses, etc. This is very resource intensive and an ICU bed costs $5,000 per bed day. And if a patient is occupying one of those expensive and in-demand beds, especially if there is an uncertain outcome, intensive care units are often reluctant to spend all of those resources or to use all of those resources, I should say. This scenario where ICU patients are in a situation where they are unstable, very sick, and the outcome is uncertain is often what leads to intensive care teams being overtly negative. Those situations lead to intensive care teams saying that they think it's quote-unquote in the best interest of a patient to withdraw or limit life support. In those situations, negativity and doom and gloom isn't going to help. Your loved one will need time. They will need a positive environment and a nurturing environment. And if you don't know how to negotiate this time with the intensive care team, you will fight an uphill battle. You will also need to be able to find out if all treatment options have been offered and performed. You also will need to make a distinction between perceived or real end-of-life situations. This is one way to find out what to do going forward. And I wrote an article and I made a video about the difference between real and perceived end-of-life situations when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. You can find that article and video if you're clicking on the link below this video in the written version of this blog. And if you're watching this on YouTube, just click on the link below this video. That'll get you to our website where you can access the written version of this blog and links to other blog posts and videos. So in order to do all of this and get and make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power and influence in a situation like this, you will only be able to do that with a professional advocate and consultant. And this is something we can help you with here very fast at intensivecarehotline.com, because we can ask intensive care teams all the relevant clinical questions and we act as consultants and advocates on your and your loved one's behalf. Again, I can't stress enough that your biggest challenge as a family who has a loved one in intensive care is simply that you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what to look for, and you don't know what clinical questions you need to ask. In order to get the outcomes that your critically ill loved one will need in order to survive, you will need superior negotiation skills and clinical insights that you only get with the help of a professional consultant advocate here at intensivecarehotline.com. So, and extended and prolonged treatment in intensive care is often what gets your loved one to survive. The goal is to get your loved one to leave intensive care alive and then take the next steps towards what can be a long but also meaningful recovery. The alternative to stop treatment prematurely is too bleak to consider. Therefore, you need to make sure that what you see is actually what you get. Most of all, do never give up. Listen to some of our client interviews on our intensivecarehotline.com podcast so you can listen firsthand in how clients went from their family members being very sick and supposedly dying to recovery after we helped them. We helped those family with our consulting, advocacy and insights. Thank you for watching. So, how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one? How can you make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You will get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you will learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you will learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You will get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You will get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You will get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. And how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care. And it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again next week in another update. Make sure you also have a look at our Your Questions Answered section where I answer your questions, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. You can also call me. Find international phone numbers on the top of the website. Also, have a look at our membership site, intensivecaresupport.org, for families of critically ill patients in intensive care. Also, have a look at our ebook section, and you can also get one-on-one consulting with me over the phone or via Skype or via email by clicking on the relevant tabs on the top of the website. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.